Outspoken Quick Tour. This document is designed to introduce you to the basic concepts of Outspoken. With this information, you will be able to get started using the product. For more detailed information on Outspoken, please refer to the Outspoken User Manual. All Outspoken commands are entered from the numeric keypad. If you have a PowerBook or an iBook, see Chapter 4 of the Outspoken User Manual for the keyboard equivalent keys, or refer to the Outspoken Command List file in the Documents folder. Key Describe Mode. Use the Outspoken Key Describe Mode to hear a key's name, function, or the primary characters associated with that key without typing the key. Do the following. 1. Press and hold the Outspoken Say key. The Say key is the tall key in the lower right corner of the numeric keypad, which is labeled Enter. 2. While still holding the Say key, tap any other key. Outspoken will announce the name of the key. The Key Describe mode will tell you the names of the keys on the main keyboard as well as the modifier keys. You can also learn the names Outspoken assigns to the keys on the numeric keypad. Because different Mac keyboards have different layouts, the position of the Outspoken Spell and Info keys may be different on your numeric keypad. You can use the Key Describe mode to determine the position of these keys on your keyboard. Movement keys. As Outspoken moves across the window, it reads any text and announces any icons it finds. Outspoken uses the mouse pointer as the cursor. Tapping the Outspoken Say key reads the current line and returns the pointer to the original position. Options Say reads to the end of the window and leaves the pointer at the bottom of the window. Tapping the Outspoken Down key, the number 2 on the numeric keypad, reads to the end of the line and positions the pointer at the end of the line. Tapping the Outspoken Up key, the number 8 on the numeric keypad, reads from the beginning of the line and positions the pointer at the beginning of the line. Tapping the Outspoken Right key, 6 on the numeric keypad, reads the current word and positions the pointer at the end of the word. Tapping the Outspoken Left key, 4, on the numeric keypad, reads the previous word and positions the pointer at the beginning of the word. Shift, Outspoken Right, reads the next character and positions the pointer after it. Shift, Outspoken Left, reads the previous character and positions the pointer in front of it. There are many other powerful Outspoken movement commands. Please refer to the Outspoken User Manual for details. Mouse clicks. Outspoken allows you to use the keyboard to perform the same functions as you would with the mouse. Clicking the button on the physical mouse is actually a two-step process. Step 1, press and hold the mouse button. Step 2, release the mouse button. When clicking the button on the mouse, you actually perform steps 1 and 2 quickly. When dragging the mouse, you do step 1, move the mouse, and then do step 2. With Outspoken, you can emulate these steps using the numeric keypad instead of using the actual mouse. The Outspoken Select key is the number 5 key on the numeric keypad, the key with the dimple on it. Tapping the Outspoken Select key once is equivalent to clicking the mouse button, that is, quickly performing both steps 1 and 2. The Outspoken Drag/Release key is the 0 key on the numeric keypad, the long key in the bottom left of the keypad. Tapping the Outspoken Drag/Release key once is equivalent to holding down the mouse button, that is, step 1. Tapping the Drag/Release key a second time is equivalent to releasing the mouse button, that is, step 2. Prior to tapping the Drag/Release key the second time, you can move around the screen, in menus and between windows, using any of the Outspoken movement commands. On the Macintosh, icons can represent folders, disks, programs, documents, and devices. To open any of these items, the user can do either of the following. Click on the icon representing the item you want to open and then press Command-O to open it, or double-click on the desired icon. You can use either of these methods to open an icon using Outspoken. First, locate the desired icon using any of Outspoken's movement commands, and then do either of the following. Click on the icon by tapping the Outspoken Select key, then press Command-O to open it, or double-click on the icon by using Outspoken's Safe Double-Click key, Command, Option, Outspoken Down. Menus. There are several types of menus used by the Macintosh: pull-down, pop-up, and contextual. Regardless of the menu type, you always open the menu using the Outspoken drag/release key. And when you are ready to make your final menu selection, you end the drag by tapping the drag/release key again. Here are the steps to use a pull-down menu. 1. Tap the Outspoken menu key. That's clear on the numeric keypad. This takes you to the Apple menu. 2. If you do not want to open the Apple menu, you can use the Outspoken left or right keys to move to the other items in the menu bar, or you can press the first letter of a menu name. 3. To open a menu, tap the drag/release key. This emulates step 1, mouse button down. 4. To move into the menu, tap the Outspoken down key. You can also press the first letter of a menu item. Number 5. After you have moved to the item you want to open, tap the drag/release key again. This emulates step 2, mouse button up. Notes. To open a sub-menu, press the Select key when Outspoken is on the sub-menu symbol. To open a pop-up menu, use the drag/release key. You can use Control, drag/release, to enter contextual menus under Mac OS 9.x. To cancel any menu operation without making a selection, press the Outspoken Cancel key, which is the decimal point on the numeric keypad. Example 1. Open the Control Panel's window from the Apple menu. Tap Outspoken Menu. Outspoken says Menu Apple. Tap Outspoken drag/release to open the Apple menu. Outspoken says Menu. Tap the letter C until you hear Outspoken announce Control Panel's submenu. Tap the Outspoken drag/release key again to open the item just spoken, Control Panels. Outspoken says Window as it closes the menu and opens the Control Panels window. Example 2. Open the Appearance Control Panel from the Apple menu. Tap Outspoken Menu. Outspoken says Menu Apple. Tap Outspoken drag/release to open the Apple menu. Outspoken says Menu. Tap the letter C until Outspoken announces Control Panel's sub-menu. Tap Outspoken Select to open the sub-menu of the Control Panels. The sub-menu opens and Outspoken moves into it. Tap the letter A until you hear Outspoken announce Appearance. Tap the drag/release key again to open the item just spoken, Appearance. Outspoken says Window as it closes the menu and opens the Appearance Control Panel. Voice and Custom Settings. You can change many options and settings in Outspoken from the Voice and Settings dialog boxes. Simply select Outspoken from the Control Panels and click on either the Voice or Settings button. For example, to make Outspoken speak each letter as you type it, 1. Select Outspoken from the Control Panels and click on the Settings button. 2. Immediately to the right of the label Echo is a pop-up menu with 5 options: characters, word, characters and words, auto-speak, and nothing. When Outspoken is on the menu, tap the drag/release key. 3. Use the Outspoken up and down keys until Outspoken speaks characters. 4. Press the drag/release key to make the selection. 5. Press the return key to accept the changes. 6. Close the control panel window. To quickly open the Outspoken voice settings dialog, press Command Spell. To quickly open the Outspoken custom settings dialog, press Command Info. For more information, please refer to chapters 4, 5, and 6 in the Outspoken User Manual for more information about Outspoken commands and settings. A list of all Outspoken commands can be found in the Documents folder. This concludes the Outspoken Quick Tour. The installation guide and MacBraille manual is on the reverse side at the beginning of the tape.